Hi, it has been so exciting seeing the registrations coming in for our Revive Lifestyle Medicine Safari Retreat in Africa happening this January 2025. If this has been on your bucket list, or if you have already gone and you cannot wait to go back, now is the time to save your spot. We'll be having incredible wildlife viewing excursions, including primate trekking, seeing elephants, rhinos, giraffes, lions, and more. Cultural experiences with local guides, healthful food in beautiful accommodations, participating in a service project, and sharing expertly guided lifestyle medicine activities, including nutrition, physical activity, stress relief, sleep, connection, nature, and more. How can you find out more about it? Well, go to the website stressfreemd.net/safari-retreat. That's stressfreemd.net/safari-retreat, where you can learn more about our incredible itinerary and save your spot. CME is included for healthcare professionals. Any questions, reach out, and I cannot wait to share this incredibly transformative experience with you. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Stress-Free MD podcast, where you learn how to be stress-free from the inside out, elevate your calm, and live your best, healthiest life. I'm your host, Dr. Robin Tiger, your self-care doctor. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stress-Free MD podcast. I am so happy that you're joining me today for another wonderful episode. So we spend so much time in medical school and training learning about anatomy and physiology, but what we don't learn is that we can actually apply that knowledge to feel better in any given moment. And we can do that in several different ways. One key way is through our breath, And your breath is an amazing superpower that you can utilize in, get this, four different ways. Yeah, four different ways to make you feel better all by yourself in any given moment, depending on what you need. No medications involved, no therapy involved, no procedures involved. Just you alone can do this. I promise. And this is because your diaphragm is what I like to call a double agent, double agent diaphragm. And it's the only muscle in your body with both involuntary and voluntary muscle fibers. Most of the time, your body's just breathing on its own, right? I mean, you're not telling your body to breathe right now, right? You're just breathing. But when needed, you can take over the remote control of your breath to utilize it in a way to best serve your needs. So, superhero, yeah, I'm talking to you. Put on your cape. Put your cape on for you and let me share with you your four breath superpowers. Ready? Okay, number one, use your breath to feel calmer. Use your breath to feel calmer. Now, as your stress-free MD, you know that I talk about stress relief a lot, and this is probably the key way that you'll utilize your breath, as stress is the number one cause of symptoms across the board that individuals, including us, report to their primary care physician for. And medical literature reports that over 80% of the symptoms that we have in our bodies and how that relates to our mind are secondary to stress. Yep, that is huge. So to understand how you use your breath to feel calmer, we need to dive a little bit into the anatomy and physiology, just a little. When you inhale, your heart rate goes up. It's stimulating that sympathetic nervous system on board. And when you exhale, your heart rate goes down. That's more calming. That's parasympathetic nervous system on board. And this is happening each time you breathe. These two parts of your autonomic nervous system are automatically causing your heart rate to go up and down each time you breathe. But since we understand that our heart rate goes down when we breathe out, when we exhale, the key to our relaxation response is that exhale breath, activating your parasympathetic nervous system. That allows you to feel calm. So when someone says, just take a deep breath, well, no, that's all up in your chest. So the second piece is the location, breathing into your abdomen. So breathing into your chest is stressful breathing, that sympathetic nervous system. And breathing into your abdomen is calming breathing. That's activating the parasympathetic nervous system and the vagal tone. Vagus nerve is that really important nerve that's associated with your parasympathetic nervous system. So long exhales and abdominal breathing are how you use your breath to feel calm. All right, ready for number two? Okay, number two, use your breath to wake up. Use your breath to wake up. So sometimes you're tired. Sometimes it's first thing in the morning when you wake up, right? Sometimes maybe it's that mid-afternoon crashing feeling of being exhausted. And what do you do? Well, many people reach for that caffeinated beverage. And that caffeinated beverage, depending on even what time you start drinking it, can actually disrupt your sleep and cause lots of other things, jitters and so on. So you can tap into the anatomy and physiology that we just described when you want to wake up, but we use it in a little bit different way, actually in reverse. So to do that, for example, you would want to lengthen your inhale breath, which is stimulating. The inhale breath brings your heart rate up. It wakes you up. So having a longer inhale. And I remember sharing this one with my kids' SAT tutor several years ago, who always had a Red Bull on the desk when he was tutoring the kids. And I remember actually talking to him and saying, hey, I care about you. You know, that Red Bull, super high in caffeine and lots of chemicals, and it's really not the safest thing. And he just gave me that sweet smile. And I said, well, I tried. Well, unfortunately, one day he had chest pain so badly that one of his students, while being tutored, had to call 911 and the ambulance had to come get him and rush him to the hospital. And he was actually having a cardiac event. So kick the caffeine habit and notice how awake you feel when you work with your inhale, when you lengthen your inhale breath. All right, number three. Number three, use your breath to cool you off. Use your breath to cool you off. When you're hot, and I frequently hear this from my clients regarding menopausal hot flashes or those in cancer treatment, but also hot and bothered, right? We know what it's like to feel hot and bothered, or just plain hot due to the weather. We all know what that feels like. You can actually cool yourself off with your breath, and you do this by utilizing the numerous vascular networks in the mucous membranes inside your mouth. And you can do this in a few ways. One is that you can purse your lips and sip your breath in through an imaginary straw. Did you just try this? Yeah. Or you can curl your tongue and breathe in through your curled tongue if you have the gene for this. And about 60-some percent of us have the gene, right? So if you don't, it's okay. You can do it the other way. You can also fold your tongue and breathe in, and the air will come in on either side of your tongue. This one's a little bit more tricky and might feel a little bit weirder. So simply just sipping your breath into that imaginary straw is a really accessible way for most people. Maybe you just tried it this time. Okay. Number four, use your breath to heat yourself up. Use your breath to heat yourself up. Now, I have to say that I utilize this method personally the least, and I teach it the least because most people aren't really looking to heat up. But I want to share it with you because you can actually do this and it may come in handy. One way to do this is to inhale through your nose and then exhale deeply, drawing your abdominal muscles in and up. And this actually forces a lot of air, residual air, out of your lungs. And you can repeat this a few times quickly. This could be a very heating breath. Now, you don't want to do too many of them. I don't want you to get dizzy, right? To just notice how you're feeling. When you do this breath more slowly, I do teach this breath frequently more slowly. It's very calming, actually. But in this particular case, we're using this breath to heat yourself up. It's a more quicker paced breath. Okay. So how did it feel to put your cape on and recognize that you have four amazing superpowers that you can utilize that simply work with your breath, that you can use to feel calmer, that you can use to wake up, that you can use to cool off, that you can use to heat yourself up? So, so amazing. So good. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to start to think of your breath as your amazing superpower that you can use in multiple ways to call on, kind of like a trusted friend, whenever you need to feel calm, to wake up, to cool off, and to heat up. And if you're thinking to yourself, wow, I would really, really love to learn more. I'd love to really put this into practice. I'd love to have these tools to use whenever I want them. And you're thinking, I just need to know how. Well, I'd love to share with you that I do have a program called the Breath Buffet. It's a buffet of different breathing tools. And I did create this because so many of my clients wanted to practice along with me in a video format and do it at their own pace, having me with you 24/7. So if you're interested in the Breath Buffet, you can find this in the self-care shop on my website, on the stressfreemd.net website. CME is available for this program, as well as all of my online programs. You'll find additional programs by topic in the self-care shop. Also, the RX Inner Peace, a physician's guide for self-care program, is really the mothership, which has so much rich content. Also, my live coaching group and one-on-one, and this podcast. And for this podcast, you'll find the CME link to this episode and all the episodes in the show notes. If you love this episode, please share it with others you care about in your life. And I want to thank you so much for listening and for taking time to care for amazing you. Remember to be kind to one another and be kind to yourself. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode of the Stress-Free MD Podcast. Hi, I'm so happy that you're here listening to the Stress-Free MD Podcast, learning short, actionable tools to relieve the stress in your life. And I've got some amazing news for you. I've created some short videos for you where you can learn stress-relieving tools by video format as well. Me teaching you on videos. They're totally free. They're very short. They're about 5 minutes in length each because I know how busy you are. And all you have to do is go to my website, www.stressfreemd.net. And on the homepage, it says, Feel Calm Now. And then you can click the link to get your free videos, and I'll send them directly to your inbox in your email. And you can share this website with your friends, your family, your colleagues, so they can feel calm too. So go get your videos. What are you waiting for?